My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Renee Elmers. She represents the Tar Heel State's 2nd Congressional District and is a member of the House Small Business Committee. And she joins us today to offer her insights into why most small businesses who qualify for a tax credit that the president has touted in the new health care laws have not bothered to even apply for it. Some say it's due to the cumbersome paperwork. Others say it's just not worth the bureaucratic effort. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, happy to be with you. And, of course, this issue is so paramount to what we're dealing with in the country right now. You know, small businesses are the number one business that's being attacked, really, by the anti-business mentality that the president has. And this is just a good indication of that, you know, putting something forward in the health care bill to try to help exempt those, but actually adding more regulation and then more difficult for them to comply.
Get a little more specific if you can. What is the big problem here? Is the tax credit not that great? Is it just a ton of paperwork? What's going on here?
Well, it's a combination of both of those. The tax credit itself really does not amount to nearly what the cost of incurring the health care bill is to small businesses. Basically, it's just a small piece. And, you know, for the businesses to actually have to incur all of the paperwork and the cumbersome nature of that, you know, it just really takes away from it. And, you know, basically, you know, the Obama administration said initially that there would be about 4 million small businesses that would be able to benefit from this. Well, in actuality, the GAO just came out with a report saying that only 170,000 or 173,000 small businesses have actually even applied for this tax credit. It really just does not seem to show us what the Obama administration was saying. And here again, it all gets back to the nature of the health care bill, which is that it just increases the amount of paperwork and the cost to small businesses to provide health care for their employees.
And if you try to do the math out of those 170,000 out of 4 million who are supposedly eligible, that's about 4 or 5%. So nowhere near what the Obama administration wanted. So therefore, the administration is now asking you and your colleagues in Congress to streamline the process, which is not being met with a lot of agreement because, of course, your position is that the whole thing needs to go. So explain how this standoff is progressing and how it's likely to go from here.
Well, you know, you get to the main point, which is, once again, it is not the federal government's job to be telling small businesses how they should be doing their business or what they should be taking part in. And just as the health care bill itself was just an over-cumbersome piece of legislation that really ends up costing more to consumers than the benefits, so too would those of us in Congress trying to facilitate or implement a small business tax credit. You know, going forward, you know, this is something that small businesses have the right or the right to participate in or to look away from. And at a time when small businesses are having the amount of trouble that they're having just keeping their doors open with over-regulation, and we hear this every day from our small businesses, our small businesses are saying we are regulated too much. There's just too much uncertainty. We've done all we can to keep our doors open and keep business flowing, and yet you, the federal government, keep coming at our door and saying, hey, this is something new that you need to do. And there again, we're waiting for that Supreme Court judgment to come out. We're anticipating, sometime next month that decision will come forward. And a lot of these issues that have come to the forefront because of the health care law will actually go away.
We're talking with North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Renee Elmers, member of the House Small Business Committee. And Congresswoman, you've talked a lot about some of the common problems facing small businesses in your district and beyond. As you talk with entrepreneurs in your district, is there any particular story that kind of crystallizes this for you and can maybe put a face on it for our listeners?
Our entrepreneurs, our small business owners, our job creators are the ones that are going to fuel this economy moving into the future. And I think the big message for the federal government is, look, let us do our business. Stand back. Get out of the way. Regulation is not necessarily a bad thing, but over-regulation at the level of the federal government has been complete and total overreach. And our businesses just need to be able to thrive. If we can get out of the way and let them do their business, this economy is going to turn around. And I'm looking for that. I feel very, very optimistic about the future.
And what are you or some of your other colleagues proposing to help small business in that way?
Well, like I said, we have passed here in the House of Representatives numerous pieces of legislation. There are something like 30 bills sitting over in the Senate that have not been voted on that we've passed that deal with all of those issues that directly affect small business, like cutting regulation, cutting the amount of government spending, pulling back on all of those things that are making it more difficult for our businesses to thrive. So, whether we're talking about tax reform moving forward to simplify the system and make it easier for our small businesses to operate, or whether we're talking about, again, the repeal of Obamacare so that our businesses can see some certainty moving forward. You know, our businesses are telling us, look, I'm not going to be able to provide health care insurance for my employees if this health care bill goes forward. That's something that we all need to consider because that's what we're looking for, especially in healthcare and moving forward into a prosperous future. We've got to do everything we can to get this economy turned around, and we can do it if we just take some very efficient measures, especially where we're coming from in the federal government.
Last question for you, Congresswoman, on a different topic. Obviously, now we're just a little over 5 months away from Election Day. Those who followed the 2010 elections closely know that you won one of the tighter races in North Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. The lines have been adjusted a little bit as a result of the census. How do you look at your prospects for reelection this year?
Very good. I do have a Democrat opponent in the fall, but I feel very good. Our feedback from our district, and especially in the new areas, has been very positive. I feel very strongly that I'll be holding on to the seat and be able to be honored with the privilege of serving the people of the 2nd District.
Well, it's one of many critical races we'll be tracking very closely this year. Congresswoman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, and have a great week.
You too. North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Renee Elmers, member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.